ZZ Lamont's here.
Today, let's talk about clones and iconoclasts. Clones and iconoclasts. Because that's all there is in society. I don't care if you're in New York City or Los Angeles or Seattle or San Francisco or Silicon Valley or some small town in no-name USA. What you're going to find among the people there are either clones or iconoclasts. And 98% of people are clones. Only 2% of people are iconoclasts. So let's analyze what's going on there and why somebody would want to be a clone and why somebody would want to be an iconoclast. All right, well, clones, you probably know the meaning of that. Iconoclast, you may or may not know the meaning of that. So let me define an iconoclast for you. Iconoclast, singular, iconoclasts, plural. An iconoclast is someone who rejects the norms of society and goes their own way. Let me repeat that. An iconoclast is one who rejects the norms of society and goes their own way in life. And only 2% of people do that. The other 98% of people choose of their own free will to be clones of everybody else. Now, I, ZZ Lamont, have been an iconoclast from day one. From day one, I was an iconoclast. The day I was born, I told the doctor, "You spank me again, and I'm going to jack you up." So, since most people are clones, 98% to be exact, let's analyze why people would want to be clones or why they become clones. The number one reason is lack of free will. Well, they don't really lack free will. They have as much free will as anybody else, but they're very suggestible, and they just want to go the way of society. They just want to travel the path well-worn, you know? They don't want to make waves. They don't want to think too much. They don't want to analyze what life's about. If 98% of people are doing this, they think, well, I should probably do that too. If 98% of people are going left, I guess I should go left. If 98% of people are turning right, I guess I'll turn right. If 98% of people are going straight ahead, I guess I'll go straight ahead. They just do what the masses are because they feel wrongly that there's safety in that. They feel wrongly that there's safety in following the masses. They'll find out the hard way there's no safety in following the masses, but I'll let them discover that themselves. Another reason people want to be clones is they want to be popular. And the fact of the matter is, most iconoclasts are not popular until they become world famous like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was an iconoclast, and then he became world famous. Or J.D. Salinger. J.D. Salinger was an iconoclast, and then he became world famous. But before they become world famous, they're nobodies. and they are not admired. You know, before Catcher in the Rye became a best-selling book, people thought J.D. Salinger was a lonely loser. And before Apple Computer took off, the masses thought Steve Jobs was just some odd kid. Odd kid with long hair who made a trek with his friend to India to discover enlightenment, which he did. So, to be an iconoclast requires quite a bit more courage than the average Joe. To be an iconoclast requires quite a bit more courage than the average Jane. Because the average Joe and the average Jane just want to be like everybody else. They don't want to stand out. They want to fit in. They don't want to stand out. They want to fit in. But let me tell you something. Clones don't change the world. Never have, never will. Clones don't change the world. Never have and never will. Throughout history, only iconoclasts have changed the world. Now, not everyone's cut out to be an iconoclast. Maybe you look in the mirror each morning and you see a pussy shit. Well, you're not cut out to be an iconoclast. If you look in the mirror and you see a pussy shit, well, guess what? You're not an iconoclast. You better be a clone. Just go be a clone and enjoy your clone life. But some of us didn't want to be clones. I never wanted to be a clone. I never saw any point in being a clone. Is that why Almighty God created me so I could be a clone? Did God think, well, you know, I think Earth needs one more clone. I think I'll make ZZ LeMans so he can be another fucking clone. No. So there's this phrase in religion that many are called, but few are chosen. I believe that's it. Many are called, but few are chosen. So I think a lot of people would like to be iconoclasts, but they don't have the balls to do it. Likewise, I think many people would like to be iconoclasts, but they don't have the brains to do it. So to be an iconoclast, iconoclast, you need balls and brains. Lacking one of those two things, you better be a clone. You're going to have to be a clone. Lacking balls or brains, you're going to have to be a clone. And I think that's why 98% of people are clones, because they lack the balls and brains to be an iconoclast. That's a lot to think about. So I'm going to let you think about it. I'm ZZ LeMans. Later.